This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. صدق الله العظيم. We concluded the previous segment on the note of the grace, kindness, clemency and respite of Allah, that humans blurt the statement and they utter this monstrous utterance of ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah is so kind, so merciful. يُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ. Allah gives them wealth, Allah gives them sustenance, Allah keeps them alive, etc. Take a human, if somebody attributes something to you which is offensive, which is untrue, which is incorrect, which is fabricated, we become so offended, we will cut off every form of perk to that individual, and we will deny and curtail all benefits of that individual. How dare you ever utter this here, or accuse, or implicate, or put a blotch or blemish on my name or my family, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, His mercy, His clemency is inconceivable. And like I concluded in the previous one, the minimum gratitude we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that from the bounties that Allah has given us, we do not use the bounty of Allah to disobey Allah. Sadly, unfortunately, with our eyes we disobey Allah, with our hands we disobey Allah, with every limb of our body. لَعَمْرُكَ مَا أَهْوَيْتُ كَفِّي لِرِيبَةٍ وَلَا حَمَلَتْنِي نَحْوَ فَاحِشَةٍ رِجْلِي وَلَا قَادَنِي سَمْعِي وَلَا بَصَرِي لَهَا وَلَا دَلَّنِي عَقْلِي وَلَا رَأْيِي عَلَيْهَا وَأَعْلَمُ أَنِّي لَمْ تُصِبْنِي مُصِيبَةٌ إِلَّا قَدْ أَصَابَتْ فَتًا مِثْلِي. Urwa ibn Zubayr, when he lost his leg and it was amputated and severed, and then he sang the couplets of Ma'an, rahimahullah, in which he says that لَعَمْرُكَ مَا أَهْوَيْتُ كَفِّي لِرِيبَةٍ. Allah knows I never walked towards wrong, I never stretched my hand towards wrong, I would never fantasize wrong, and I take solace that if I've been afflicted, then surely others have also been tested. In verse 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. But don't you think, don't you apply your mind, it is not befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have any children. To have a child is a need, and a need is a weakness. And Allah is free from every need and every weakness. So a man is lonely, a woman is lonely, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pairs them up. And for a period of time, that partnership and that pair takes away that wahshat and that loneliness. And after a period of time, that very pair, which after they got paired together and they brought comfort and solace to each other, the union needs some more flavor, it needs some more excitement. And then Allah blesses the union with a child. And I make a dua for all those who are desirous of children. May Allah graciously, out of His mercy, bless them with a healthy, bouncing baby. And if anyone has a particular gender and desirous of another gender, may Allah bless them with that gender. So now you need a child, and you want someone to say dad, and someone to say mum, and someone to say abba, and someone to say ummi, and so on. So that's a need, and that's a weakness, and that's human. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. Verse 92, Allah says, it does not befit Allah. Allah is pure, He is free from any need or want. Verse 93, إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. Whoever is in the heavens and the earth will appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عَبْدًا, as a servant, as a slave. And yes, we need to know that, my brother. In this world, you might have certain titles, certain degrees, certain accolades, but we enter the grave as a deceased, as a dead person, مَيْتٌ. Right? إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. As a deceased, as a marhum, as a late person. And now it's done. You know, probably in this world, you were recognized or distinguished or differentiated on the grounds of certain privileges or certain accolades or feat that you had accomplished. But once you go down there, now it is the recognition is the same thing. We all are servants and we all are slaves. In kullu man fis samawati wal ardi illa atir rahmani abda. O insan, yabna Adam, tamutu wahdak. O yabna Adam, tamutu wahdak. O the son of Adam, you will die yourself. Tuhsharu wahdak, you will stand up yourself. Meaning you will have to deal with this yourself. You know, I'll come there in part of your interview in the grave and I will assist you and I'll tell the angels. No. You'll have to do that on your own strength. I remember my teacher once mentioning, we attending a funeral and mashallah scores and droves and multitudes of people came. And of course, that's a good sign. Everyone will supplicate to Allah and hopefully their intercession will be answered in his favor. But then he said something so amazing. He said, the way people are raving about the multitudes of people as though some of them are going to join him in the grave. There's so many people that came there. It's like, you know what? They're going with him. No, you go down yourself. You go down yourself. And I'm reminded of those couplets. Oh man, that thing gives me a shiver in my back. Abdullah bin Kurz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke, and I'll just share it with you briefly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about a person who has three brothers. One is his wealth, one is his family, and one is his good actions. So the wealth says to this person that as long as you live in, I'm with you, I will surround you, I will buy for you, I will support you, I will assist you, and we can do a lot of things together. But as soon as you start leaving this world and your eyeballs start turning and your soul reaches your collarbone, you and I part ways and we're done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, what do you say about this person? They say, la nasma'u minhu ta'ilan, no benefit. He's going to launch you, there's no good to him. Okay, then comes the other person. He says, no, unlike wealth, I'll be with you, I'll support you, I'll be with you while you're alive and even in the throes of death. And even while you pass away, I'll be there at your bedside. And then ultimately, when you do pass away, I'll go through the rituals of bath and I will bathe you. And then I'll wrap you and clad you. And then I will come to the grave and I will lower you. And whoever comes in terms of the mourners, I will cry and I'll wail and I will sob. And I'll let the world know the relation we had. But yeah, you go down in your grave and then I need to come back and I need to carry on with my life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, and what do you feel about this man? And they said, nothing much, probably better than the first, but definitely he's not going to avail you at the crunch time. And then comes the third person, and that's your good actions. And he says, when the other two launch and abandon, that's the time I come in. And then I will sit with you. I will be with you in your grave. When the angel of death comes, I will come to help you and assist you. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked the Sahaba, and what's your take on this one? And they said, he is the best. And Abdullah ibn Kurz radiyallahu anhu then said, O Nabi of Allah, allow me some time. I want to put this in a poetic form. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fine. فَمَا بَاتَ إِلَّا لَيْلَى. He spent a night and he came back. And then he composed this amazing couplets where he took the theme and the message and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he quoted this here. إِنِّي وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي كَدَاعٍ إِلَيْهِ صَحْبَهُ ثُمَّ قَائِلِ لِإِخْوَتِهِ إِذْ هُمْ ثَلَاثَةُ إِخْوَةٍ أَعِينُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ بِيَ الْيَوْمَ نَازِلِ فِرَاقٌ طَوِيلٌ غَيْرُ مُتَّفِقٍ بِهِ فَمَاذَا لَدَيْكُمْ فِي الَّذِي هُوَ غَائِلِ فَقَالَ امْرُؤٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَنَا الصَّاحِبُ الَّذِي أُطِيعُكَ فِيمَا شِئْتَ قَبْلَ التَّزَايُلِ فَأَمَّا إِذَا جَدَّ الْفِرَاقُ فَإِنَّنِي لِمَا بَيْنَنَا مِنْ خُلَّةٍ غَيْرُ وَاصِلِ فَخُذْ مَا أَرَدْتَ الْآنَ مِنِّي فَإِنِّي سَيُسْلَكُ بِي فِي مَهْيَلٍ مِّنْ مَهَايِلِ وَعَجِّلْ صَلَاحًا قَبْلَ حَتْفٍ مُعَاجِلِ. This is so amazing, so amazing. He gives the same flavor but in a poetic form. And the Sahaba used to call him إِلَّا إِسْتَنْشَدُوهُ. Come here, Abdullah ibn Kurz, and read. فَلَمَّا أَنْشَدَهُمْ. Whenever he would read this, they would cry. Where the dying person and his family comes and that's his wealth. And they say, no, I'll only help you for a period of time. But as soon as the crunch time comes, I walk away. And then comes the family. أنا الصاحب الذي أطيعك فيما شئت قبل التزايل، فأما إذا جد الفراق فإنني لما بيننا من خلة غير واصل، فخذ ما أردت الآن. And then comes the family. وقال امرؤ منهم قد كنت جدا أحبه وأوثره من بينهم في التفاضل، غنائي أني جاهد لك ناصح إذا جد جد الكرب غير مقاتل. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It's in حياة الصحابة in the fourth volume under باب المواعظ. Those that want to see the academic reference to it. The family says, not like wealth. I won't launch and forsake. I'll sit with you. Yes, but once I bury you, then أرجع مقرونا بما هو شاغلي. I need to go back because all my matters have been just left in the, in the balance. I haven't been attending to my health, my family, my business because you've been unwell. كأن لم يكن بيني وبينك خلة ولا حسن ود مرة في التباذل. Then a time will pass, is as though like we never met. I'll pass the graveyard and I'll say, yeah, my late brother is buried here with a smile and life will move on. وَقَالَ امْرُؤٌ مِّنْهُمْ. But then comes the real rescue, and that is amal and actions. And what will actions say? I will sit with you. لَدَى الْقَبْرِ تَلْقَانِي هُنَا لِكَ قَاعِدَ. لَدَى الْقَبْرِ تَلْقَانِي هُنَا لِكَ قَاعِدَ. You know, my brother, on a side note, when things become difficult, and if somebody comes to your rescue at that time, and I know there are certain memories in my mind that are edged and embedded of certain people that I really make dua for, because people who rescue you or assist you at a point where you're vulnerable, you hurt, you're broken, you're shattered, and at that time, that person would take your du'as like to another level, and to another level. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the Khadija radiallahu anha, آمنت بي إذ كفرني الناس صدقتني إذ كذبني الناس وواستني بمالها إذ حرمني الناس. Some might do more for you, but at a time when people want to do. And others who do for you when nobody wants to do, you need to magnify that. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khadija believed in me when people denied me. She trusted me when people doubted me. She gave me her wealth when others were skeptical. Kanat wa kanat. She was amazing. Your actions will say, I will sit with you. Wa aq'udu yawm al-wazn fi al-kiffati allati takunu alayha jahidan fi al-tathaquli. فَلَا تَنْسَنِي وَعْلَمْ مَكَانِي فَإِنِّي عَلَيْكَ شَفِيقٌ نَاصِحٌ غَيْرُ جَاذِلِي فَذَلِكَ مَا كُمْتَ مِنْ كُلِّ صَالِحٍ تُلَاقِيهِ إِنْ أَحْسَنْتَ يَوْمَ التَّوَاصُلِ. This is the good actions that you did that will come to your rescue. May Allah give us the tawfiq to prepare for that day. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in kullu man fi samawati wal ardi illa atir rahmani abda. Verse 93, you will appear as a servant and a slave to Allah. Verse 94, laqad ahsahum wa addahum adda. Allah has counted them and numbered them all precisely. Meaning everyone is in the qudra and in the ihata and in the grip of Allah. And Allah has a detailed account of everyone. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. Nobody can escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And everyone will appear before Allah alone. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ. Every one of you will converse with your Lord with no translator between you and your Allah. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. He will look ahead of him and he will see nothing but his actions. وَيَنْظُرُ he will look ahead on his side and he will only see his actions. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. And look on his left and it would be his evil actions. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ. And he will look ahead and it will be nothing but the blazing fire. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ. So rescue yourself from the fire, even if it is by giving a date in charity. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. And if that's not possible, then a kind word. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Verse 96 out of the 98 verses, as we draw to the conclusion of this amazing chapter of the Qur'an. For those who bring iman and do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon authorize love for them. So Hakim al-Ummah in Bayan al-Quran makes mention, In the above verses, Allah spoke about the consequences in Akhirah, that the criminals will be driven like thirsty cattle, while the pious will be ushered like a delegation in the presence of a king. Now Allah speaks about the ni'mat and the niqmat of ukhrawi, the punishment and the reward of Akhirah. Allah spoke about the Akhirah in the previous verse. Now Allah speaks about the bounties of this world. As for those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, for them, Allah will instill their love in the hearts of people. Let's understand this ayah. So the hadith is very clear in Sahih Muslim. Inna Allah idha ahabba abdan, when Allah loves a person, nada Jibreel, Allah calls Jibreel, and Allah says to Jibreel that I love this person, you must also love him. For yuhibbuhu Jibreel, then Jibreel loves him. And then all the malaika in the heavens love him. Thumma yudha'u lahu al-qubul fil ard, and then his love is poured into the hearts of the pious people. Now there's an important point to reflect here. When we say he becomes beloved, it doesn't mean that nobody will dislike him, that, you know, nobody on earth will dislike him. No, there will be people that might have their own issues, etc., that might dislike him. And here the love that is spoken about, someone might argue, well, it's not only the pious people that are loved. I love a president. I love a celebrity. I love a prominent person. No. Let's be very, very clear and understand this objectively. Number one, the love here refers to being loved by the pious people. Number two, the love here refers to love without any benefit. So if I do a favor to someone, then he's going to love me. And I'm going to be indebted to someone who does me a favor. Al-insanu abdul ihsan, a person is a slave to kindness. So that is the principle of intifa, that wherever there's benefit, you're going to love. Wherever there's harm, you're going to dislike. Unlike that here, the pious are those that without them directly giving you wealth or giving you honor or giving or doing you a favor, you will just be attracted to them. You will just love them. And how true and how real. There are people who don't know us. There are people who don't know us, but we've read their books, we've heard their lectures, we've attended their discourses, and they don't know us as in one-on-one, yet we have that intense love for them. Is this not a manifestation of إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَّجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا, that those who bring iman and do righteous deeds, Allah will instill their love in the hearts of the pious. I often quote that incident of Zainul Abideen, Ali bin Hussein bin Ali, right? The grandson of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that one day he was walking and Hisham bin Abdul Malik, the ruler of the time, was also walking. So people started giving, some signals that Hisham is coming, and everybody started moving aside to allow the ruler to come. But some people didn't give much importance to him to say, well, this is the Kaaba, fal baytu baytullah, wa nasu jami'an abiduhu. Everybody are the servants of Allah, and you know what, this is the Kaaba, like you are, we are slaves to Allah, you are a slave to Allah. And then suddenly, after a period of time, people just heard takbir, and there was a movement, and there was a bit of shuffle, etc. فَشْرَأَبَّتْ نَحْوَهَا الْأَعْنَاقِ, and people started raising their heads, like, who's this coming? فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ فِي كَوْكَبَةٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ قَسِيمٌ وَسِيمٌ ضَامِرُ الْجِسْمِ وَضِيءُ الْوَجْهِ عَلَيْهِ سَكِينَةٌ وَوَقَارٌ, and this young, beautiful, luminous face, well-attired person coming. And who was this? This was none other than Zainul Abideen. So Hisham bin Abdul Malik obviously felt threatened that I'm the ruler, I'm not getting the presence that he's enjoying. So somebody turned to Hisham bin Abdul Malik and said, "Man hadha alladhi akramahu an-nasu? Who's this person that's enjoying more honor than you, your majesty?" So Hisham said, "La a'rifuhu." I don't know who he is. I'm not sure. Downplaying it. So Farazdaq, the famous poet, was present. He said, "Idha kana Hishamun la ya'rifuhu fa ana a'rifuhu wa ad-dunya kulluha ta'rifuhu." If Hisham doesn't know him, so what? Actually, I know him, the world knows him, and you know what? Even the Kaaba knows him. And then, of course, he sang the very, very amazing couplets. هَذَا الَّذِي تَعْرِفُ الْبَطَحَاءُ وَطْأَتَهُ وَالْبَيْتُ يَعْرِفُهُ وَالْحِلُّ وَالْحَرَمُ هَذَا إِبْنُ خَيْرِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمُ هَذَا التَّقِيُّ النَّقِيُّ الطَّاهِرُ الْعَلَمُ هَذَا إِبْنُ فَاطِمَةُ إِن كُنْتَ جَاهِلَهُ بِجَدِّهِ أَنْبِيَاءُ اللَّهِ قَدْ خُتِمُوا فليس قولك من هذا بظائره العرب تعرف من أنكرت والعجم amazing couplets كلتا يديه غياث عم نفعهما يستوكفان ولا يعروهما عدم سهل الخليقة لا تخشى بوادره. If Hisham doesn't know him, so what? I know him, the Kaaba knows him, and everybody knows him. This is the descendant of Fatima radiyallahu anha. This is the great grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the most generous person. He is soft in nature. He is humble in his demeanor. So this was love. This was love that as soon as people seen him, after all being the descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then being the grandson of Hussein of Ali radiyallahu anhu, you can just imagine that love. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Verily those who bring iman and do righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill their loves in the hearts of pious people. And this love will not be a love connected or associated with anything material. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those fortunate people that we can also be from the pious. And if we cannot be amongst the pious, as the poet said, أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُنِي صَلَاحًا, then the least we can do is to love and associate ourselves with the pious. Hopefully, we can also be resurrected amongst the pious. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.